What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back, guys. We are on episode 12. I have a funny story for you. So I just actually got done recording this episode and I went back to listen to it just to make sure it was all good to go. And there was no sound. So I recorded a full, I don't even know how long it was, 20 minute episode, just talking to myself, basically didn't even record the sound. And I looked down and one of my kids had unplugged the mic cord from my computer. And I didn't even check that. So awesome. This is take two of this week's episode. And hopefully I can bring it with just as much fire as I did round one that no one will ever get to hear, but that's fine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I just actually got done. Before that, I had just recorded the training that will go out for our virtual summit. So our company, every single year, we do an annual event and it is epic. We come together, we get to train and work out with the super trainers, with Shanti and Shalene Johnson and Amwala and Elise and all of our favorites. And we get to be trained and learn from the top coaches, and we get to celebrate and get recognition and be with our teams. And it is just the best week ever. Well, obviously with COVID, it got canceled. So that was a huge bummer, but instead they're going to do a virtual summit. So this will be pretty cool because now everybody gets to be a part of it. So even those, usually there's like 20 to 30,000 people that go to the actual event. Now this will be open to the, I don't even know how many there are, 400,000 coaches that we have, and every single person will be able to be a part of it. So that will be so cool. So they had already asked me to speak at Summit. Well, obviously, since that's not happening, they're shifting. And they asked some of the leaders to do training so that they can throw those out to the network throughout that week. So I just got done recording that. So I'm like feeling on top of the world because even 7 years into this business, speaking and doing stuff like that still freaks me out. I still get stressed. I still get anxious. I still get like that heavy feeling until it's done. And it is just like the reason that I continue to say yes, even though I hate those feelings leading up to it, is because every single time I feel a little bit more confident in speaking or whatever I'm doing. Every single time I feel a little bit more confident doing the thing that scares me. And I think it's just such a valid lesson for all of us, because every one of us probably right now, we have something in our life that is kind of weighing on us a little bit because we need to get it done, but we haven't done it yet. Just go do it. Just go do it. After this, finish listening, turn it off, go do the thing. Just go get it done. The weight of the world feels like it lifts off your shoulders. You can breathe again and you can just move on. The longer that you let it just sit there and fester, the longer that it affects you, right? So like when we were, as soon as they asked me to do this, we then scheduled when I was going to go live and record. And I did it as soon as I could, because I didn't want to just sit and wait and wait and continue to prepare and continue to pray and continue to think about it, because I know that feeling of angst is not something I want to live in. So are you living in a feeling of angst by choice? Because there's probably things right now that's throwing you off, that's not making you feel your best, but it's completely in your control right now that you could take care of that, that you could go move past it. You could remove the thorn from your side by just doing it and getting it done. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. And moving forward, encourage you to tackle those things as soon as you can. There's a book called Eat That Frog, and it talks about doing the most important thing, the thing that you don't want to do. Lots of times you'll put it off in your business. You probably have that one thing that really drives your business, that really moves your business forward, that makes a big difference, but you don't really like to do it. So you leave it for the last thing on your list. And most days you don't have time to do it. And you secretly love that. You secretly love that you just didn't have time to get it done that day. But if you flip the script and you eat that frog and you do that thing first, you will see such a shift in your confidence around that activity. And my advice is to, if there's something in your life that you have to do that you don't like, you've got to figure out how to find joy in that. I know that not everything is going to be enjoyable. But there's probably a way to do it differently that feels better. And if it feels better to you, it'll be easier to stay consistent with it. So just think about that a little bit. I've been chatting with a lot of you guys on Instagram, and it is so much fun, you guys. When you share the little snippets of the episode and you share it in your stories and you tag me, I love seeing those. And I specifically love when you share the actual screen share where it has the 15-second snippet of something that like resonated with you. And it's just so eye-opening to me, because lots of times I'll finish a podcast and I'll be like, was that even worth is that even worth sending off? Is that even worth putting on the air? Like lots of times I feel that way, because half the time I don't even remember what I said because I'm just so like in the moment. And it just is so fulfilling to get feedback from you guys and to hear specifically the nuggets that really spoke to you that you needed to hear in that moment. And that just means the world to me. So thank you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart for sharing those, because it really does mean a lot to me. And most of the time when I get a message, I try to ask you guys, like, what else can I share? What else would you love to hear? Because that's why I'm doing this, you guys. This is not just to hear myself talk. This is not just to have a podcast out there and like call it good, check it off the box. I literally am showing up every single week because I want to serve you. I want to help you grow. I want to help you level up. I want to help you become the next version of yourself and get past any of the roadblocks that are holding you back. And I want this to be very real for you and very relatable. And so anytime that you guys think, oh, I'd really love to hear this, or I'd really love her insight on this, or I'd really love to hear whatever, shoot me a message personally and let me know those things, because that is what I am showing up to do every single week. So a couple of the conversations that I was having were around staying motivated. And I get lots of feedback like, well, how do you stay motivated? And how do you show up on the days that you don't feel like showing up? So I'm going to, for a little bit, specifically speak to coaches, because lots of them that are giving me this feedback are coaches. So I'm going to speak your language for a little bit. So if you're not a coach, if you're not in the health and wellness industry, that's okay too. You can totally use this information and apply it to your life. But specifically, I want to ask you, on the days that you don't feel like showing up, where's the focus? Because I know for me, if I'm in a funk and I'm feeling unmotivated, and I'm feeling like I don't want to talk to people, I don't want to go work out, I don't want to post on social media, I don't want to do personal development, like those things are fundamental for me to feel my best and to live my best life. Whether I'm building a business around it or not, the things that we do as coaches drive a positive, uplifting, healthy, fulfilling life, period. So if you're feeling unmotivated, where's your focus? Because if it's on the fact that what you're doing is growing you as a human and is helping you become and is helping you just take the next step on your health and happiness journey, it kind of changes things a little bit. So really get clear on why you're doing this. Also, if you're thinking about yourself and you're like, I don't want to post on social today. I get it. I have those days. I'm an introvert through and through. I literally would not be on social media if it wasn't like the biggest part of my job. I wouldn't be there. But what I've learned is that by reaching out, by connecting with humans, by getting outside my comfort zone and doing the things that are very unnatural to me, it allows me to grow. It allows me to find fulfillment in a way that I never would have otherwise. It allows me to hear stories from women that I never would have heard otherwise. And it's not about me at the end of the day. It's not about what I can put on social that day. It's about the person who's on the other side of the screen receiving my message. How can I help them that day? How can I serve them that day? How can I make them laugh with something funny that my kids did? How can I bring them joy? How can I give them a tool that's going to help them get past a roadblock? Whatever it is, it's always about the other side. It's always about someone else. And so if I showed up every single day and only did the work on the days that I felt like it, I probably wouldn't do it very many of the days, because the things that we have to do sometimes are a little bit uncomfy, right? So we can't allow our behaviors to be driven by our emotions. We have to literally get so pulled by our vision and our purpose that it no longer matters if you feel like it or not. You're gonna do the work. And so, do you have belief in your vision? Do you have belief that whatever you want out of this is possible for you? That whatever you want out of your business is gonna happen when you show up and do the work? And then, is what you want out of your business, is it fulfilling? Is it driven by something that's gonna pull you versus needing an external force to push you each day and to nudge you and to give you that, like, are you getting your stuff done? Are you getting your stuff done? You should never have to have anyone check on you. We need to be able to show up for our own goals and dreams, right? So the clearer you are around your vision and your purpose, the easier it is to show up. I literally equate coaching to motherhood all the time because it's so similar and there's so many parallels. When you become a mom, you don't just decide on some days I'm going to change her poopy diaper. And on some days when I don't feel like it, I'm just going to leave her to sit in her own poop all day long and get a really bad rash. Like, we would never do that. We change our child's diaper when they poop, no matter how you feel. That's the type of ownership that I like have with my business. I show up and I talk to people and I post and I connect and I serve and I help every day, whether I feel like it or not. And it's so interesting because even if I don't feel like it at the beginning, my heart is so full and I feel so fulfilled by the end that it's worth it every time. It's kind of like working out. I am a health and fitness coach that does not like actually working out, but I love being done working out. I love feeling empowered and strong and committed to myself after I'm done. So I continue to show up 5 or 6 days a week. I'm in there doing the thing because I know what it's going to produce, that sense of fulfillment and empowerment and strength. That's how much, like, we need to have that sense of ownership and understanding in what we're doing in our business, right? So do you have that same sense of purpose in your business? Are you showing up in a way that you're serving people? Are you showing up in a way that your post isn't just me, 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 me? It's serving value and it's helping someone be encouraged, or it's giving them inspiration, or it's giving them a nugget, or it's, like I said, it might just be entertaining them in that moment. Is there purpose behind the actions and behaviors that you're doing? Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach, because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/transformyourlife. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you. I often get questions like, well, when you're in a funk, what do you do? And as I was thinking about this, because we all have those days, you guys, we all have those days when you just really feel off. You feel kind of like your vibration is off. You're not your positive, normal self. And you're like, dude, what the heck is going on? So there are some actionable things that I jotted down and I'm going to list them off so that you can have a game plan to take action in those moments. Because I really do think that being proactive in those moments is powerful. We can sit back and stay in the funk for as long as you want, but I promise you, it doesn't just go away on its own. We have to step out of the funk, and that's on us every time. So the sooner that you can get out of it, the better you're going to feel. So the first thing that I do when I'm feeling kind of off is I unplug from social media and I plug into personal development. So no matter what's going on, obviously right now we're in a time where social media is pretty heavy. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of stuff going on. And a lot of our own like funkness is kind of put on ourselves because we're just sitting there consuming all of this negativity, and we're consuming and we're soaking it in and we're reading and we're taking on the weight of the world, but then we don't know how to process it and we can't do anything with it. So then we just feel crappy. So in that time, when I'm feeling like off, I unplug so that I'm not consuming anything that I don't want to see. And I plug into personal development. I put in my favorite audiobook or I put in a favorite podcast, and I just literally fuel my brain with positivity and with like stuff that just lights me up and gets me back in my like headspace of feeling good. And it's usually pretty quick. It doesn't usually take very long. So even a quick like 10 minutes can totally shift your vibration and get you feeling better. So unplug and then plug in to personal development. Tip number one. Number two is I move my body. I go and I work out. I get those endorphins flowing. I move. I blast the music. I just do it for me. I don't do it because I have to. I don't do it because I need to lose 3 pounds. I do it because moving my body leaves me feeling amazing. And so go do that. Move whatever your favorite movement is. And I highly recommend including the music because we all know how instant that shift can happen. My favorite, if you don't follow me on social, it's Justin Bieber. So I have been blasting his most recent album like every single day. And I love it. It is like instantaneous. Every single time before I record a podcast, I play one of his songs and I just like get in the moment and I feel the music and it lifts me up and I am like ready to go. So find your jams that really speak to you, that really just get you feeling like your best, and just let it blast. It is like almost instantaneous that will happen. You'll shift and you'll feel so much better. The fourth thing that I do is I declutter. This sounds funny, but literally, you guys, I feel so much better when I just do something productive. So it can be something as small as like picking a shelf or picking a drawer or just cleaning up your bedroom really quick so that it's tidy, like something small, but just doing something productive that gives you a win leaves you that sense of empowerment that then makes you just kind of want to celebrate. And you're like, sweet, I did this. Like, I'm awesome. And you can celebrate and then you can move on and you'll feel better. So find something, declutter, clear it out, clear out some toys. Every once in a while, I'll just be like, I'm going to go find 10 toys and get rid of them. And it's like the best feeling ever. So just whatever that looks like, I'm going to go find 10 pieces of trash around my house and I'm just going to clear it out. Like those little wins that you can provide for yourself are empowering. And the more you can do that, the better you'll get and the better you'll feel. The next one I have is to just get out in nature. Oh my gosh, you guys, it feels so good to just get outside, breathe the fresh air, go on a walk, go jump on the tramp with your kids. Sometimes I'll ride through the cows with JD. Just change the scenery, change it up. If you're feeling in a funk and you've been home all day, get outside, go to the grocery store, go for a drive, just do something to change it up. And that usually can get you out of that funk pretty quick. The next one I love is listing gratitudes. You guys, this one is so powerful. And I talked about this one on the episode with Johnny when I brought on my daughter. And I do this with my kids too, because it's so real and it's so powerful. You literally cannot be angry and grateful simultaneously. It's impossible. Try it. So in a moment of feeling negative or feeling down or feeling just blah, go get a list and list out 10 things that you're grateful for. When you go to that space of gratitude and really thinking about all of the blessings that you have, you can't sit in funkage for long. You really can't. Like, it's impossible. There's so much power behind gratitude. So when my kids are like really spiraling and they're having a moment and it's like the end of the world and they're just irrational and I can't even get through to them, I'll say, what are 3 things that you're grateful for? Tell me. And of course there's friction and there's like resistance and they don't want to do it, but it's amazing as they just get quiet and they finally start to mumble their gratitudes because they don't want to do it. They don't want to comply, but they'll start to mumble their words. You see like this instant shift in their demeanor and you see it completely change from like sulking and sadness and anger to just a sense of like peace and happiness. And it's just like, it's subtle, but you can see it immediately and it's so powerful. So if you're ever feeling just off, just go get a journal, go get a list, pull up the notes section on your phone and list 10 things that you're grateful for. And something I learned from one of our trainers, Elise, when she was speaking to us, She talked about how when she's listing her gratitudes, she also lists things that are challenging her. And she lists things like that most people would see as trials. And by seeing those in a different light and being grateful for the trial and being grateful for the challenge and grateful for the struggle, it allows you to find the good in that struggle. Find the good in the hard time. Because you guys, we're only presented struggles and trials and challenges in order for us to grow. And we'll keep getting the same trial until we learn the lesson. So the sooner we can just really understand why this is in our life and how we can grow through it, the quicker we can get out of it, right? And obviously some trials stick around for a lot longer, but there's always good. There's always moments of strength. There's always things that we can learn through it. So really being grateful for those and then finding the good will completely shift our outlook and our perspective in that trial. And I think it's really powerful. Okay. That was kind of a lot. I hope that was helpful. I seriously get these questions a lot. How do you stay motivated? Well, girlfriend, I just show up and I do the work. Like I do the work on days that I unplug, because every once in a while I'm like, I just don't want to do anything. So I'll like schedule unplugging like off the grid time for sure. When I'm not connected with social media, when I'm not looking at my phone, when I'm not talking to people. And lots of times I'm with my kids and my family and it's wonderful. But sometimes I'm like binge watching Netflix and I'm not doing anything productive. And while it feels good to unplug and like have that space to just be, I feel so much more fulfilled when I get out of my office after working for a couple hours, or I'm like doing something productive that is moving my life forward, that is giving me purpose. And that only comes from being clear on what I want out of life, right? So really take the time, you guys, to get clear on your vision, get clear on your purpose, get clear on why you are here on this earth. Because as soon as you have clarity around that, it takes out the option to not show up. Because just like motherhood, if you feel called to do something, I literally, you guys, I feel called to bring joy to women's lives. I feel called to help them get through hard times and to empower them to be the leader of their own life and to fully live their potential and be the person they want to be. I don't just choose the days that I want to do that or not, because I feel called to do that each and every day that I'm on this earth. So if you don't have clarity around your mission and your purpose around life, that can be in motherhood, that can be in your marriage, that can be in your career, it can be whatever, get clear on that, because then you can align your behaviors and your habits, you guys, habits around the things that are going to drive you closer and allow you to fulfill that calling. That is how you live a purpose-filled life. That is how you feel fulfilled every single day. That is how you show up and you do the work on the days you feel like it and on the days you don't.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Don't, because you're being pulled by this thing that is bigger than you. And it's so powerful. So get clear on that. And I promise you won't have to struggle with these days feeling unmotivated, because you will be so clear around why you're doing it. And you will be so excited to let your feet hit the ground and get to work. Every day matters. Every day makes a difference. And every day you can make the choice to become the next level version of yourself, to become the closer version of who you're meant to be or not. So make that choice. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.